views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to the vibrant, powerful person you are always meant to be so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Today, I have an amazing woman on the line with me named Celeste Creel. Celeste is a healer and teacher of advanced Reiki, Yuzui Holy Fire, Karuna, Kundalini, as well as the Moment Method and Integrated Energy Therapy. In addition to healing, Celeste provides spiritual retreats, life coaching, and intuitive readings, working internationally with professional men and women who are ready to be empowered to achieve the life of their dreams. Celeste is an actor, and this is really kind of cool. Her healing hands model regularly in commercials and jewelry print ads around the country. That's a nice little unique claim to fame, I think. Her healing studio is located in Burbank, California, where she lives with her fiance and two-year-old daughter, Ruby. She enjoys gardening and the goddess arts. Celeste is here today to share some of the surprising things that she discovered by becoming a mom, and also to talk to us about how we can shift into a space of deeper allowing when transitions like this happen in our life. So Celeste, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm very excited for today's show. And one of the reasons is because Celeste offered to have an energy blast running in the background of this show. So if you're sensitive to energy, you actually might pick up on it. And if you're not, you don't feel it at all, that's okay. Don't worry about it. But if you pay attention, you might just experience, you know, say a calming sensation come over you from listening. Or even if you have kids running around you, maybe they calm down during the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is always nice. So I'm going to let her talk about it for a moment, but before I do, I just want you to know that it doesn't matter if you're listening to this show live a year from now, 10 years from now, time doesn't matter with this kind of thing. So you're still picking up on it. You're still getting the benefit of it.
Yes.
So Celeste, how about giving a brief explanation, especially for those people who might be feeling a little bit uncertain about what this is, and as well for those who just want to know more about it.
Sure. So an energy blast, like the one I'm going to do right now, is a dose of an energy system, which is designed to help you with a very specific purpose. So it's not a general healing, although you can just generally feel good afterwards. It is designed to help you with a specific area of your life, and it will come in through your crown chakra. So as long as you are breathing and just allowing, you can receive it. And beyond time or space, it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter how far into the future, as long as you are receptive, the energy is held in what I like to call eternal sacred source for you to call in at will whenever you are ready to receive it. And with this specific system, you can receive it if you're grocery shopping, if you're driving. It's really, really great that you can really, it's very adaptable, and it's not going to make you dizzy or lightheaded or anything like that. So just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that.
But a person could, if they felt like they didn't want it, they can just Say no.
Of course. Of course. Yes. This is, you are in control. It's your higher self decides, you know, what it is that you receive or not. And if you are adamant about just listening and you think it's kind of strange, you're perfectly, you know, you're allowed to do that.
Nice. So you can just relax and enjoy and know that you're getting the benefit of this at the same time.
Yes. Awesome. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, then with that said, just so everybody knows that that is happening, let's get into talking a bit more about you. When we spoke before, you mentioned that you had been working as an intuitive and healer for 8 years before you became a mom. And I'm just wondering if you can talk a bit about the transition from being a healer into being a mom, because they both are very nurturing kind of roles. So was it seamless? Was it challenging? What can you tell us about that?
Well, I feel like it was like I was getting a constant stream of information from my higher self that I definitely had to tap into very consciously before I was pregnant. Like it definitely felt like I had a bridge. That being said, I didn't always feel very comfortable with like the messages that I was getting or what I was, you know, being told. I was definitely aware how resistant I was to allowing the transformation to take place in my life, in my day-to-day life, just things that I needed to do. You know, when you become a pregnant woman, you do not necessarily just get to sit in a garden and like, you know, sew and sing and, you know, think about baby names. And,
sure you know, you do. What do you mean?
Oh my gosh. You know, in your, yeah, maybe there's a little bit of that you can do, but I had, you know, just a lot of appointments, you know, a lot of insurance forms to deal with. And then you do have this overwhelming sense of responsibility that for me, it was this interesting dichotomy because I felt more feminine than I'd ever felt before. At the same time, so aware of all that I needed to do and get done. And all of these, you know, all these other women telling you like the best pacifier and you need this bib and you need to have this kind of crib now because that one, you know, can, you know what I mean? Maim your child, like just all these worries, you know, and actually just, I really wanted to make a quick point here that the energy system and the blast that I'm sending to everybody is called a worry flush.
Oh.
And it's specifically designed to just release all mental worry and tension that can block you from accessing your presence and the presence of another person, your child, your creative mind, your intuition, the solutions to problems. Worry and the repetitive thinking is something that I know so many women, you know, have from the moment they realize they have this great responsibility. And so that is just what I wanted to make sure everyone knew that they were receiving.
Nice.
Right now.
Nice. So I remember when we talked before, you were talking about feeling almost like your value system and everything needed to change. Like that, you know, what seemed important no longer felt as important. You had a sense of helplessness, like you can't really change things. Can you elaborate a bit on some of that?
Sure. Well, definitely, you know, I think discovering new values will happen for different women at different times. But it always happens when you have this new responsibility. And, you know, for me, I felt like very alienated from who I had been because I just simply couldn't go and do the things that I'd been doing that, you know, made me, it's how I identified myself. You know, I'm someone who goes to yoga and I will go dancing sometimes. And I love to make, you know, little sketch comedy videos with my friends and take on this many clients and go to this many auditions and, you know, get my nails and my hair did, you know, all these things that I felt like made me the goddess that I was, you know, and helped me define my femininity in these, you know, external ways were really stripped, you know, from me for quite some time. And at the same time, I was just in this, it felt like a sea, and it was, you know, all encompassing and nurturing, and yet very like treacherous, because you just don't really know like how long it's going to last. Like, am I, you know, how far am I from the shore? Where is the old me ever coming back? Like, how long am I going to be sort of stuck? And, you know, for me, there was really a sense of wanting to know what I was going into, not necessarily being afraid of what I was leaving behind, but I wanted to know what to look forward to. And there's so much, you know, I would say patience that is needed as a mom in every stage. Every stage requires patience. And as much as someone can tell you what it's going to be like, you have to experience it for yourself. So there was no control. I wasn't allowed to control much, you know, of the future and, you know, what to expect. I just had to let it all unfold and let my new self emerge also.
Yes.
So, and that actually brought me so much deeper into my femininity. And it wasn't about anything external. It was about this allowing and deep receiving and trust and presence, you know, and your presence is so needed as a mother. And sometimes that's the hardest thing, because you want to be of service, and you want to help, and you want to love, and you want to care. But I had definitely been coming, I'd been coming from an angle of doing something, you know, to all the time.
Which is that very masculine model.
Exactly. It's right? Very masculine.
Get things done, produce.
Yes.
And it's not bad. It's not a bad thing, following the masculine model or having that masculine piece. We all need it, right? It's just that the mothering role, the role as mother, insists that you open up to the feminine side as
yes.
well. And I think that's why it's a struggle for so many women, because they've really tried to learn how to do the masculine. So you know what? I hadn't planned this, but why don't we talk a little bit about that shift, that masculine feminine kind of dance?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Sure. I mean, I think that to activate and balance and come into contact with the divine feminine first is the awareness that it's always there. It's never gone. You don't have to really dial a certain number or do, or, you know, think anything, visualize anything. That is all, you know, a kind of construct that we create, because that's, you know, really just reflection of our separation from source, that we think we need to do anything. But there are certain ways that we can, I would say, I would say there are certain ways and times and things that we can do to prepare, you know, to ritualize this connection and to honor it. And that's one of the things I'd like to share, because, you know, as a mom, there are times that, you know, we call it alone time,
right,
and mommy time. And there's all kinds of, you know, terms that people use to describe, like, when we finally have carved out some time for ourselves. And I think that one of the most important things to do with that time is nothing. It really is, because if you just allow in the presence of your being and just be, and let's say you want to take a shower, understandable, right? Sometimes that is like the best part of my day, when I get to shower.
Yes.
And I'm alone. I get to use my products and like do my, you know, shave my legs for crying out loud, wash my hair. It is like, but you know, I going into those moments with, you know, ritualize it, light a candle, dim the lights, you know, use something that you can actually feel really good about when it comes to how it affects Mother Earth and your body. And, you know, when it comes to chemicals, and not to create any more worry in anyone's mind, but there's a time when we can really ritualize our femininity and sensualize it with smells and with touch and with taste, even just going for a walk, and not to work out and to more work, right? Not to work out, not to lose weight, not to fix or solve any problem, but just to experience the elements, mm-hmm. to feel sun, to feel the ground beneath our feet, to observe, to breathe, to feel our breath, just connecting to the elements of earth, air, fire, water is enough to activate our receptivity and our connection with our inner being as women. And then from that place, what you realize is that you get so much more done when it is go time and due time. You are inspired. You become more efficient. You can delegate responsibility. It really deeply connecting to your feminine will I would say balance your masculine as well.
Yes.
Because we have both. We're not just, women are not just feminine. We have a masculine side, and that masculine side needs to take decisive action and be grounded and be mm-hmm. efficient and deliberate and focused and move forward in life, So,
can you imagine if we were just always in the feminine, we would never get anything done. I mean, it would be lovely, but we really wouldn't get things done because it's the masculine that does, focuses more on the producing and the making things happen.
Or we would get things done, but they would be done by default. Like we would be these attractors, right? Because it's just being in the feminine, you're like just this giant magnet.
Right. Yes.
So you wouldn't really be the doer, but things would happen for sure.
Yes. I often use the analogy of the river, right? And the banks uh-huh. are the masculine that, they structure things and make things happen. And so if you only have feminine, basically what you have, because the feminine's the water, you have a flood. You just have water everywhere.
Right.
So, I love so much of what you've said, because some key pieces really jumped out at me. And I just want to make sure people heard them. The feminine is always there. We don't have to go searching for her. She's there. She's part of us. And that to really embrace that feminine, you don't really have to do anything. In fact, it's about doing nothing.
Yeah. It's about receiving. Yeah. Receiving all that you have, all that you are.
Yeah.
You're the lily in the field, and it's what I do a lot of coaching and relationships. So a lot of people that come to me will come because they start thinking it's about them in a romantic relationship between them and someone else.
Right.
When really it comes down to you have it all available. You have it all now. Even the romance, even the, all the love, all the validation, you have enough, you are enough, you've been enough, you don't have to prove anything more. You've done enough. And once people really get that, they really start receiving from all areas of their lives. And that's powerful, right? And so the feminine is very powerful. It's not just that's when you just, stop and just, just accept, it's there's acceptance, but in that acceptance, there is so much attraction that happens that you really can allow things to come to you finally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the picture that creates just of opening up and receiving. And yet so many people, when they have children, especially mm-hmm. when they've just become a mom, well, not right when they just become a mom, but very soon after, they start creating lists, right? All the things I have to do, all the things I have to get done. And it feels so heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. Love it. Love it.
And to-dos, you're never going to get it done. If you kind of understand that it's, much of it is a program, that you're allowing to tell you what is the priority. And then you have to check in and say, now what really, really feels important to me? And when you connect with that and you do that, then kind of magically the other stuff takes care of itself. It can. I mean, you can really end up having people. I know as a new mom, I you know, live in Los Angeles and most of my friends are in entertainment, or they don't, a lot of my friends don't have kids. And I didn't have any other friends with children. And, you know, people started kind of coming out of the woodwork and offering to help me. And I wasn't asking. And I was a little bit defensive because I felt like it was, you know, like you're kind of stranger and I don't know, but allowing in help, and sometimes not knowing how you were going to, sometimes I would say, I don't know how I'm going to get a shower today. I just don't know how it's going to happen. Right. And then, and I would sort of not have to fix or solve that, but then someone would call me and say, hey, what are you doing? Can I visit Ruby? You need to get anything done for an hour? I thought, awesome. Yeah. And I didn't get stressed out about it. I accepted that I had a kind of limitation and that it sort of sucked. But then it just wasn't going to, I would say, take over. I didn't let the lack take over.
Right. Yeah. Right. So is this the deeper allowing? Is this kind of what we've shifted into? Is the idea of doing the deeper allowing when you're in a challenging situation, a stressful situation, a transition in life?
Yes. And that it is, you know, the precursor to, you know, having that clarity. Cause I think that that's what I like. I like to know what's going to happen. I like to know how, I like to know, and that makes me feel free. But a lot of times that deeper allowing is really a communication with the divine. And you are, really, I mean, just the kind of the physics of it when it comes to spirituality, when you open up your crown chakra and your heart and you receive and you allow, you release the burden. It's no longer all on you. You're now communicating. You've called up God on the soul phone and you've opened up to, sources, you know, myriad of ways of helping you. And you feel that way. You feel helped. You feel like somehow things are going to be okay, even if your mind didn't come up with a solution and nothing, you didn't do anything else. You were able to breathe, you know, and breath is so important. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to touch on just briefly is, so I was working on an energy system that I haven't finished the manual yet, but it's called Heart of Mother God. And you actually, and this, you know, podcast inspired the creation of this because I couldn't find the perfect one, you know. The worry flush is something that I feel all women need and that was wonderful, but I'm like, I want really a system that is going to give women that actual visceral feeling of this liquid love, this divine feminine energy, and this feeling of support, and have it be something that is really just so yummy and exciting that it's gives you something to really look forward to. It feels good. It's not just sort of like, okay, fine, I'll just sit here then. I'm just excited.
If I have to.
Divine Mother, you got me. Fine, I'll sit here. No, it's like, ooh, this feels good. This is actually the way it, this is what I'm anticipating when I have all, when I'm going to meet all my girlfriends out, you know, like this is the feeling that I'm getting. And it's one of connection. It's not one of alienation. And as I was calling in and channeling this divine feminine energy, I started feeling activations in my hypothalamus and my uterus and in the place on my spine where I had my epidural and all these like physical things that I don't go around like complaining about or even necessarily being aware of, but I know I have imbalances that I continue to work on that what were just so greedily just gobbling up this energy. And I said, wow, this is balancing my hormones. This is, you know, clearing my, you know, breast chakras that right. are a little weary from 2 years of nursing. And right. this is balancing my, my toning my uterus and healing nerve damage from my epidural. Like it's resetting my body. And that is of course going to impact my mood, you know, my happiness, my joy, my energy levels, my sleep. Mm-hmm. all these things that make us, you know, balanced and able to, you know, take more on and appreciate what we have.
Yes. And I mean, all of that is, it's so key. There's constantly things happening to us that we have to press reset, right? In order to fix these things. But like you say, it's not even about fixing. It's just about opening up to receive. And I certainly have discovered in my life that it makes such a huge difference when I, you know, get into that space of just allowing things. So believe it or not, speaking of allowing, we have, like, we're done. We're out of time. Oh. It's amazing how this happens. But I want to tell people that you can find out more about Celeste at her beautiful website, celestialmedicine.com. The URL will be on the blog, on my blog, as per usual. And while you're there, you actually can receive a free attunement, similar to what she did today. Today was an energy blast, but you get a manual and attunement. So you can look around for that there. And I want to give you a second, Celeste, to talk, to just wrap up this energy blast that you did. But before we do, I just want to say Celeste is also hosting a 5-day women's retreat in Ireland. That's in April 2019. So if you're listening after that, you can still go see what she has going on, but this one will be done.
Yeah.
It's at the Castle Martyr Resort, County Cork. Take a peek. It sounds incredible with a lot of really great things coming on. You know what? I'm sorry, Celeste. We are right out of time. We've even
That's fine.
So that's people fine. Will just have to trust the energy blast was happening, that it's happening. Wonderful.
Yes. you got it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Celeste, for joining me on today's show and for helping us all to raise our vibrational energy while relaxing. A big thanks to you, my listener, with much respect for you and the journey you are on. This is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Celeste Creel, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.